Welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Lab. This is your girl Laura with Star and Ashley.
Hey. Hey y'all.
So I know we've been gone.
I know. Sorry. Oh my god.
For a long time. But we are truly sorry.
We're back.
I'm trying to move closer to Ashley.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
Back again.
Hey.
Girl Talk Lab. Is back.
Guess who's back?
Now this is not.
Oh, don't
go ahead. Hey.
At one point she was a rapper.
I was. Yeah, I was.
Oh my god.
Sure. I used to beatbox too.
Hey. So. Hey, that was good. Keep it going. What's going?
But sorry, we've all just been so busy with work, school, life, kids,
everything,
you know, engagements,
personal problems,
yes,
family issues, you know.
Yes,
just a lot of stuff. Yeah. But we're back and we're better,
hopefully. And
yes,
we are. You guys want us? Wait, how does the song go?
I'm back and I'm better.
I want your best ever. And don't I know you guys want us back as ever or back as whatever. I'll edit this part
That one song.
Oh, yes. We were actually looking at our statistics, and we wanted to give a huge shout out to a few places that, cities and states and countries that have been listening to our episodes that we have published up so far. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to do the honors?
Yes! So, thank you, New Mexico, Virginia, Arizona, Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, Maryland. Aww.
Hey.
And we still have a couple more. Laura, would you like to take the next few?
We have Illinois, Ohio. We have, of course, our listeners from Australia. We have New South Wales and Queensland. From New South Wales, we have... Artarmon? Sorry if I don't pronounce that correct. Hey. And from Queensland, Upper Mudgiraba.
Hey.
Hey. And then we have Canada.
Canada. Thank you, Canada.
Yay. Oh, we have more.
Wait, what?
Ashley? These more people in...
From Pacoima, LA, Moreno Valley, Ontario, North Hills, Panorama, and Anaheim.
Hey.
Ooh.
Wait, there's more.
Yes. There's North Hills. All right, Panorama, Anaheim, Lancaster, Pasadena.
Hey!
San Fernando, and North Hollywood.
And there's more.
And... Oh, Silmar, South Pasadena, ooh, El Monte, and Van Nuys.
Hey!
Oh, and there's more!
Sorry!
Dang! From Linwood, Winneka, Bell, San Jose, and Duarte.
Hey! We just want to thank each and every single one of you, even if it's one person from that city that listens to our podcast, mm-hmm. It means a lot to us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys so much. This is like amazing. This is so cool. Like, my heart feels so happy.
Yes, with the giggles. Hey, love your giggles. So it's been Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving, girls.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving,
and
y'all.
Our listeners.
Yes.
How was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Okay, well, let me start. Mine was, wow, okay, so it was starting off good, but I don't know
what,
yes, but I had to get Wi-Fi onto my Xbox, so I had gone inside my brother's room because I didn't want my brother to come outside because he was sick to go into my room. So I went inside and my brother connected the Wi-Fi on the Xbox. And, you know, my little brother was saying, you know, be careful, it's raining, you don't want to get your Xbox wet, because if you get it wet, you're going to mess it up, blah, blah. So in my head this whole time, I'm like, okay, Star, you got to make sure you don't get the Xbox wet, like, no, like, so I went outside, and I, like, power walked to my room, and I slipped, and my ankle, like, I just felt my ankle go, like, a whole different direction. Ooh. And, yes, I was just so scared. I was like, my ankle! I was yelling. I was, like, knocking on the door, like, my ankle! So, that was, yeah, that was my Thanksgiving.
Good thing you just sprained it and didn't, like, break it, dislocate it.
Yeah.
Because that shit hurts.
No, yes, yeah. So, I'm thankful I didn't break my leg. So, yes, I know, right?
Right?
I'm so thankful for that.
You should. You know, we take some body parts for granted until we actually, like, hurt that
right?
body part.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit, who would have known any of my left elbow or something?
Yes. No, yes, that's true. Yeah, I was in my bed and I was like, man, like, I should be inside, like, dancing, walking around, playing with the kids. But I couldn't because my ankle just hurt so bad. But no, I'm good. I'm okay now. I'm able to walk good. It's just I still have like a small little bruise. But yeah, just next time I'm gonna be really careful and I'm not gonna run when it's raining because I'm not trying to do that again. Yeah.
For Christmas, I'm gonna get you girls rain boots then.
Oh yeah, oh, God, that would be great. I do need some rain boots. Yeah.
More rain boots.
Yeah. But besides that, yeah, besides that, it was good. You know, the food was good. You know, turkey, some potato, mashed potatoes. We forgot the ribs. I know, I was hurt. I was hurt because I love ribs, and usually we get ribs, but no ribs this year. But it was good. It was good.
Ashley, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Like, we had all the family over. My dad invited some lady from his company. She was a single mother.
Uh-huh.
So it's just her and her daughter. She doesn't have any family out here. So we invited her over. She came with her kid. You know, we ate everything. And this was actually the first Thanksgiving without my grandpa. So it was a little weird. But, you know, everything else was... It was good. Mm. It was really good so far. I ate a lot. We played... what is it called? Cards Against Humanity.
Hey.
We played What Do You Meme? And we played Uno. Which, again, once again, it ruins friendships.
Yeah.
And family bonds.
No.
Yeah. Don't forget that time at the boba spa.
Yeah, where my freaking man made a little kid cry.
Oh.
Poor Dominic.
Oh.
Poor Dominic. He cried. That was messed up.
It was funny. Though.
But it was fun.
That's good.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. And, you know, our condolences to you and your family. I know your grandpa meant a lot to you and your family.
Oh yeah.
But I'm thankful that you're okay and your mom's okay, and you guys were able to spend it all together.
Yes.
And we were able to have our Friendsgiving today.
Yay!
A little late, but we did it.
And it was fun. The food was delicious.
Oh my God! Yes.
With the Kraft mac and cheese.
Hey, the thick and creamy mac and cheese. Hey,
we're still good though. We're still good.
My Thanksgiving was great. We went to first of all, we had family come from Texas and San Francisco, Petaluma, from Acton. Like, everyone came down, and it was nice to see everyone together.
That's good.
We actually had one of my uncles come, which he, you know, family shit happen. Mm-hmm. So he was really, like, not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And his wife convinced them, and he showed up. So that was nice to see everyone, you know, reunited.
That's good.
Yeah. We ate a lot of tamales. Green bean casserole. All the good shit.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went to my in-laws. We were there for a little bit. We came home. And the next day, we had, you know, I had to work, so.
Yeah.
I gotta be an adult and not catch up to work hungover. And then I can't.
No.
Before, it's like, man, I would go out Saturdays, and then I would work every Sunday. So Sunday, I would show up, but I didn't get... I felt good, you know?
Good.
Yeah, now it's like, now I gotta go to bed early because I got And then Saturday, it was my little cousin's 25th birthday party. So, happy birthday at Baby Scuba.
Happy birthday!
she had the, you know, tamborazo. She had a huge birthday bash. And that was fun, too, because, again, everyone was there. I only went for a little bit by myself because my boyfriend was sick. So he couldn't make it, and it was awkward. Like, I learned to never go to a party by myself.
Yeah, never do that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you get along with your family really, really good, then it's a whole different story. But if it's like that awkward where it's like, do I talk to you? Or, you know, like, do I say hi to you? Or are you related to me? What the fuck?
Like, who are you?
Yeah, like, hey. No, I don't know who you are. Yeah. But hey, what's up?
Legit, it was like the first party in, 14 years that I've gone by myself. And, wow. You know, of course, I took my son. It just... It didn't feel right, knowing that he was at home sick with the fever and vomiting. Aww. I was like, no, but he was like, you have to go. It's, you know, your cousin's birthday. At least you go show face for us, for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And yeah, after I was like, I gotta go. I'm so sorry.
Aww.
But it was so much fun. So much fun. And then today, having you guys over for like our first Friendsgiving.
I know.
That was fun too.
I want some more of that wine.
Sweet. Hey. This is what happens when you introduce him to Stella Rosa.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
I love wine. Wine is good. Like I think I'm gonna do that where you guys were saying earlier about drinking wine at the end of the end of your night.
So yeah, it's actually really good because it relaxes you.
Mm,
it relaxes you completely.
Educate us.
Yeah, it really pretty much relaxes you, relaxes your body so you can actually fall asleep comfortable, whatever. And for people that didn't know, you can have a glass of wine while you're pregnant.
Mm.
Okay? I used to assist at OBGYN, so I know the whole shebang. I go, I did a lot of, you know, medical stuff that, you know, I'm not going to bring it because it's too much TMI. But you can have a glass of wine while you're pregnant.
Okay? Is there like a certain percent of alcohol that it can have? Or like, is there a caps?
That I think so, but I'll double check on that. But for sure, red wine is fine.
Red wine.
Yeah, you can have a glass of red wine.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's...
Nice.
You can drink while you're pregnant. Only wine, though.
Only wine, guys. Or girls, sorry.
Okay. No other wine. No white wine. No. Nothing else. No alcohol. No Malibu pineapple.
Nope. I'm going to miss it. The day that I get pregnant, I'm going to miss my Malibu pineapple.
Aww.
I'll make you a virgin pina coladas.
But I don't want a virgin pina colada.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'll drink it. I'll pretend I'm drinking with you guys.
Yes. No, I'll use that time to not drink. And like, all right, let me focus on losing weight and shit, you know? Like, all right, no partying. All right, Ashley, you're pregnant. So no more.
But remember, red wine is good, though. Yeah, we can still do red wine.
Yes.
Substitute that.
Listen to your OBGYN. Yes. You can have a glass of wine.
But you can use sex toys when you're pregnant. Why?
I don't know. What?
When I was pregnant, my OBGYN told me, that's the first thing he told me. He's like, oh, just so you know, you can't use sex toys, no vibrators, no dildos, no nothing. And I was like,
what?
Oh, I was like 19, so I was like, I don't know, I never haven't used that yet.
I never heard about that, so I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you that part. That part I wouldn't be able to tell you. So
next time I get pregnant, I'm gonna ask, like, why can't I? I like sex toys, they're fun. Yeah. Well, maybe. You know, it's like,
I mean, I wouldn't know.
You guys should have seen our faces right now. Like, that is so much fun.
I wouldn't be able to tell you because I don't know.
I don't know either, to be honest. I've never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas. I already know what
Christmas.
Hey. I'm just going to turn on in the middle of the
There's
a bug in here.
Can you have mine playing the little jingle bells?
Oh, my God. You're going to ruin Christmas for me.
Jingle bells. Oh, jingle bells.
There's a sex toy I saw on Instagram that account Scary Moms or something, Scary Mommies or something. It's like a vibrator, but it also like gives you a head at the same time.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Is it like a tongue or something like that? And it like moves or like
a little hole and it like slowly sucks on your clit as it vibrates. I don't know. And I was like, what?
Wait, hold on. How the hell did we go from talking about Thanksgiving with our families to using vibrators?
Oh my God.
I know. I'm going to get you guys a little gift basket for Christmas. Make it fun.
Hey, but you know what? These people are really coming out with some weird-ass sex toys.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
Like, they're getting really fucking creative. Like, you're making a mouth made out of wires that can sit there and suck your dick and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, there's one that has, like, a tongue. You see, the one you're talking about, the one that has a tongue, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? A rubber tongue just go like this.
Yeah, and there's one that you can control. I've seen a lot on my Instagram where it comes up, where it's, like, the guy can control, like, through his phone, like, the vibrating
panties.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, I was like, wow, Like, that's crazy.
That wouldn't be. Imagine having dinner and, like, your wedding. Yes. All of us, you know, we're on our triple date.
Yeah, you know, like, that's our hearsay.
You guys laughing and smiling at Chris. Oh, Ashley, oh my God. Ashley, what's wrong? I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Or Star. Star would be giggling her ass off, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would. Laughing.
Yeah, that's cool though. Like, you know, I don't know. I think that that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
that's very interesting.
I don't know. I'm not a six eye person, but I mean, they get creative as fuck. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they do. Like, I was telling Vlad this morning, we're talking about breakups and stuff, and the family member that. I told him, like, why I never would have imagined him actually moving on and finding someone else. He's like, oh, you know, he said, that's all you really need. It's just someone to help you move on, that pusher, whatever. And as we were talking about that, I was letting him know, like, well, you know, I'm like, it's true. I'm like, oh, he said, he's like, you know, that saying, life goes on. And I was like, yeah. So then I'm a girl, I'm a woman. I started overthinking. So I'm like, man, if we were to break up, yeah, I'm like, I wouldn't date. That quick. I think I would really take time to just focus on myself, on Dominic, and, you know, elevating myself. And he was like, wow, he's like, are you already breaking us up without? And I was like, no, so I'm just like speaking, you know, if, you know, anything like that would happen. But no, I'm like, I don't think I would be so eager to find someone new, or like, oh my god,
like,
you know,
right away, right?
Yeah, or like, I need to find you dick. Like, no, I honestly would be like, look, as long as I have toys, I'm good. And sometimes I think what happens is when you don't have someone, and maybe that's what it is, it's okay, I don't have anyone, like, I want to feel that, you know, that passion. Yeah. I don't know, but I told him, like, nah, I'm like, give me like a good year to be single or more, and then who knows? I'll end up with my
12
cats
rolling
over.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm a Capricorn.
No. No cats.
Sorry. Yeah.
No cats. Yeah, but that's true, though. I mean, you know, some people, they do need to take some time to themselves after a breakup. Like, I know somebody, I'm not going to say her name, but she likes to be in, like, a 5-6 year relationship, break up with them. 2-4 months later, she's in a new relationship.
Dang.
And and I keep telling her, take time for yourself to really know what the hell you want. She's older than me. She's 30 years old. And it's like, come on, you know, it's not time to be fucking around anymore. And I keep telling her, just stay single for a while until you really know what you want. But she feels like she knows what she wants. And I'm like, yeah, it's all bullshit.
Like, enjoy it. Go on, like, there's nothing wrong with dating to figure out what it is that you're looking for in your next relationship. Like, your likes, dislikes. Because for all you know, like me, if me and him were to ever break up, maybe I'm going to want different things than, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're single, take that time to date girls and gentlemen. That goes for gentlemen, too.
Yeah, it's
take
true.
Take your time.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What do they say as Christmas approaches? Couples start to fight so they don't gift each other gifts.
Oh my god.
Have you guys seen those?
Oh no, he won't give me a gift. Whether he like it or not.
What's on your guys' Christmas list?
I don't have anything.
No?
I really don't want anything. I really don't need anything, don't want anything at this point. I got everything. It's right there.
Hey.
It's on my finger.
And then Star's getting...
I'm getting one, too.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Gotta get it shipped. Kimmy, I had a dream about it. I had a dream that I got my ring already. Yeah.
Aww.
That was crazy. I guess that's how excited I am. Like, I'm just so excited. And, but what's on my Christmas list is the bag of the Triple X Hot Cheetos. I love those.
Dinner to Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden. Buffalo.
My dinner to Olive Garden.
Oh! Okay.
I was like, wait, why is she? Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Inside joke, inside joke.
My Olive Garden dinner.
Wait, what?
She probably caught it during.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, but I do want Olive Garden.
No, my Olive Garden dinner.
Because you left it? Wait, I'm so lost.
Yeah, we left it.
Your little takeout
Your Olive Garden dinner?
What did I say if you lost the bet?
Remember the bag?
Oh! Like, my Starbucks! Yes, damn! Yes. And a blanket and fluffy socks.
No. Only sugar on the Starbucks and the dinner.
And that's it.
That's it.
Oh my god, nice.
So, that's
all. That's okay. We'll see.
I'm telling you, if you pass my birthday or my anniversary, I'll be like, all right.
Cool. No, we said it. Okay. All right, Ashley. I love bets. Okay. I love Starbucks.
Your anniversary date is when?
March 3rd.
Okay.
March 3rd, 2020.
But that means, like, there can't be no breaks in between.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's like solid.
Yes.
Solid.
Yeah. No, like, yes, it is.
Like, this is it.
This is it, guys. Yeah. I feel it in my soul.
Because if it happens again... I'm like, if it happens again, I know where you live. I'm gonna fuck up your car. I don't know how you don't get it to pass anymore.
We're blocking you.
No,
you're blocked. Oh, like, until you figure yourself out.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm just thinking about it. You guys are ready to cry. You guys are ready to cry.
Yeah, but we wish you the best.
No,
yeah,
I know you
with
guys.
With all our hearts, we just want the best for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
We wish you the best.
I'm pretty much looking out for you and your kids.
Yes.
That's all I'm doing.
No. Yeah.
I know I've teased you a lot about it.
But
it's
a lot.
It's tough love, man.
I know, guys.
I'm just
tired of
seeing you going back and forth.
Yeah. No, but this time for reals. Like,
oh, really?
I'm telling you, I just feel it.
She's gonna have to cut her hair if she don't last no more.
No, I don't want to cut my hair, and it's finally growing.
I should have picked that instead.
Nope.
Instead of my Olive Garden.
Well, it don't matter, Ashley, because I'm gonna get my Starbucks.
Hey, that's $4 out the door. I don't care. My dinner costs $18.
For real. Oh my god.
Hey, can we talk about your birthday celebration though?
Yes.
Wait, that shit was.
You know, I forgot my birthday pass.
Girl,
I totally forgot. Oh my god, I can't believe it. Yes.
Man, we got so fucking lit.
Dude. Best. Ashley. That was a good night. Yeah.
Oh my god. It was the best night we've had in a fucking man.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the bestest times we ever had.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. You guys ready for my
30th? Yeah. Hell yeah.
We're going to pre-game it.
Yeah.
Like... I don't care.
We can come pregame at your house, can't we?
Of course. Yeah. And we're going to leave early like we did this time, too.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have more time. And we're going to hit a strip club after, so you have to be ready for that start.
I'll be mentally ready, yes.
We're going to go...
Mentally and financially ready.
Mentally and financially.
We're going to see the
cake.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to see some ass and titties.
Hey.
Yep. We're going to get lap dances.
Whether they're fake or real.
Mm-hmm. Oh god.
We don't judge. Prepare yourself now mentally.
Okay.
Because we love strippers, all kinds of strippers.
Yeah.
It's just making eye contact, you guys. I can't make eye contact. Because it's right there. Like, it's just awkward for me. Like, I just.
Oh,
I
like can't. You can't see, like, their ass.
Or, well, like, no, like, I don't
you don't
want to
look at them while they're stripping.
In the eyes. Yeah, like, I don't want to look
but
at them.
But they don't
look
at you in the eyes, though.
They don't look at you.
Well, the one time that I went, yeah, she was looking at me in the eyes, and I'm like,
She wants you now.
Oh, my god. I feel awkward. Like, I don't know.
Why?
It's because I'm not used to, like, at all, like, going to strip clubs. Like,
girl,
I'm not
it's
used
so
to
much
it.
Fun. Well, get used to it.
I'm gonna have to practice.
You have like a month.
I have a month to practice.
Yeah, them, I'm like, hey, what's up?
You like stare at them.
Yeah. They'll be like, touch
oh my god.
Me.
Oh.
They'll literally grab your hand and put on their tits.
That's not fun in games.
But it's only because they don't like the men doing it. So
yeah,
the women get more attention.
Okay, that's good.
Just be prepared. That's what I'm telling you. The women get more attention than men when they go to strip clubs. And we've noticed that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The times that we went,
they didn't even pay attention to our men. They were just focused on
good. Okay, good,
yeah,
good.
There was
good.
One that was like, oh, you're so cute. Like, oh my god. I'm like, bitch, like, I get it. Like, shake your booty or whatever. No,
yeah.
And she's just like, yeah. She told, you know, my man, like, oh my god, that's your girl. She's fucking cute with you. And I was just like, all right.
Okay.
But she was like the only pretty stripper there.
They closed down that strip club, huh?
The Godfather?
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, that so, shit yeah. was ghetto
too. But okay. I'll get prepared. Yeah.
Yeah, we're yeah. gonna have fun. Trust me. We're gonna have fun. No one's trying me. We're gonna take a Lyft yeah. XL or whatever. And
cool.
And we're gonna yeah. have fun. You can't yes. get jealous.
No. Okay. No. I mean, if you guys are saying, you know, they focus more on the women.
They
then
do.
That's, good.
That's the thing,
they
though. Do. It's just you can't get. It's not. We're not going there for you to get jealous about another woman that's not your man.
Right.
Because they won't.
Because they won't. They don't really care, honestly. And with me and my man, I'm just like, whatever. It is what it is. You know, they're mm-hmm. strippers. That's their fucking job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, okay. like we're at the end of the day, we go home. We end up doing our thing. I ain't tripping.
True.
It's you and me.
True.
Know? Yeah. So right. you don't gotta worry about it, honestly. To tell you the truth, it's just all fun and games. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then I'm ready. You Let's go right now.
Be open to it.
Say no more down the street on Sepulveda.
Yeah. You oh just gotta God. Be open to it. Just go in there with an open mind.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, trust just me, they won't. They won't even bother looking at our men.
Okay, yeah. good.
They're gonna come straight to us, like, "Oh my god!" And you're just like, "All right, here, come on, girls,
all right,
go.
Here's $1."
yeah.
All right. Cool.
So, but when are we heading back again? I need another mommy's night.
Yes. Oh my god, I love dancing. Yeah, I love dancing. Dancing.
You guys,
oh my
let
god.
Me know. I'm not one of kids.
Yeah. Right.
You guys have.
You're
kids.
Right.
I don't. Yeah.
You're right.
So
hmm. you gotta tell me when. So what else is new? There was something else we're gonna talk about. I forgot.
Rings.
Oh yes.
Yes.
So rings. We're talking about the rings. Women, how do you prefer your ring? Do you like it blinged out or do you like it simple?
Me, I like mine blinged out, but not like. Like too much either. Like not like dramatic. The big square rocks, you oh, know. Yeah. But it's something like just something simple and nice. For me, I don't know why, but I really like rings that have like hearts on them. I think those are so beautiful. Like just the hearts, like they're just so nice. With like a little on the side, you know, not the whole ring, but a little on the side would be nice. Like something small like that too would be nice. Aww. Just shiny too. Yeah. And silver. I really like silver.
Silver. Yeah,
yeah, I love silver.
Really, Mine's white gold.
The white
Ooh.
Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
White gold's nice.
How do you like yours?
I'm very simple. Just like Star. I don't like them dramatic. Like, I've seen girls that, you know, get their rings, like, big-ass rocks. I get mm-hmm. it. Whatever. Yeah. You want to show it off. Cool, you know. But that's just not my thing. I've never been that way. So I'm just very simple. Something cute that I like. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, like simple.
Sometimes yeah. simple is the best.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, like, even the ladies at the jewelry store, like, oh, get this bigger one, get this big ass diamond, like, mm-hmm. you know, get this one just has more diamonds. And I look at them and I'm like, but I don't like it. Like, that's not me. I get it. You want to sell it, you want to get your part of the whatever commission.
Yeah.
Whatever, it is what it is. But that's just not me.
Oh. Yep.
I like simple too. I have mine, the one that he gave me, literally on our 1 year anniversary.
Oh,
yeah. It's because girl, I don't fit no more. I'm fat,
Laura.
Girl, don't fit. And when he gave it to me, it was big, so we went to resize it. Oh, and it's engraved on the inside and everything. Yeah.
Oh.
And I have it. It's a blue heart.
It's nice.
Yeah. And. I remember when he gave it to me, he was like, I'm giving you this promise ring.
Aww.
He's like, because I know. He's like, we're stuck forever.
Oh.
I was like, boy, it's been a year. Like,
hey, but
I was
long
like,
time.
No. I was like, I know. Yeah, like, from the moment good. We started talking, like, when we were just friends, like, I knew, like, oh, you're the one. I'm having your kids. We're getting married.
Aww.
Like, you're stuck with me for life. And he was like, yeah, here we are.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Crazy when you just know, like you just know, like
you just it. Knew, yeah.
The moment that's crazy. Talking, I was like, oh, he's mine. Like, I don't even bother.
It took me a two year breakup to figure that out.
It's okay,
but yeah, we all have our yeah.
Things happen for a reason.
Right? Yeah.
But we're good now. We're good.
I know.
Yeah. Well, let us know, you guys. How do you like your rings? Men too, you know. Some men prefer, you know, color black or silver.
Yeah, mine wants when we get married. He's like, I want matte black. I'm like,
that's
more.
Cool.
He told me to like simple, like silver, like either like silver, a silver one or. Whatever. whatever, Chrome or black, whatever, you know, simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't want no diamonds in it, just plain.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, yeah. What about yours? What about you?
Oh, yeah, silver. Yeah, silver. Yeah. He said silver. Yeah, like silver. And then, but then he heard black say, or you the say matte the matte black.
Yeah.
And he was like, ooh, that's nice. So, yes.
Aww.
It was so exciting.
Well, only time will tell where this goes.
Oh, yeah,
have,
you're right.
Have you planned your date? For what? For your wedding?
No. I said I don't want a big Ashley? Wedding. I said I would just go to the court, sign the papers, and party after.
Hey.
First of all, we're trying to be your bridesmaids.
Well, y'all can come too.
First of all,
yes.
Y'all can trying to be your maid of honors, bridesmaids, trying to throw your crazy ass bachelorette party.
You can come to the court too. Like, honestly, I don't see the whole purpose of a big wedding. I get it. Y'all want to celebrate your marriage, and you know, I'm getting married to my best friend.
Yeah.
Right? But is it really worth it?
Mm.
I get it is a one-time thing of the lifetime, whatever, you know what we'll call it.
Yeah.
But all that money, is it really worth it?
Yes.
Like, even...
That's it?
I'm not like, yes. Wedding. Like, we talked about it.
Even my coworker said it. He's like, it's a really waste of time. He's like, but I only did it because my wife wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
But then, at the same time, he couldn't invite us because his wife said no.
What?
But then she invited her co-workers, like all of them.
Oh,
what?
Fucked up shit.
Yeah,
I
so
don't know inviting all of where
he
I work
felt some
shit.
Type of way.
All right, the districts.
Yeah, like,
just kidding.
He felt some type of way. Like after he like told us like legit, he's like, you know, I felt some type of way because I couldn't invite you guys.
Yeah.
But she invited her co-workers.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Wow.
Like, and I didn't like that. Like that was messed up. You know.
Yeah.
He's like, so I felt bad that I couldn't invite you guys and you guys are seeing my wedding pictures on the internet.
Oh, hell no.
And I was like, hey, you know, it is what it is. You know, we celebrated here at work for you, so.
Oh, okay. That's sweet. Something, yeah.
No, I want a huge wedding. Not just two. So he's the one that's like, no. He's like, I want to fly my aunts from Colombia, my cousins.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. You know, give us a couple more years and we'll do it. No rush.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to go all out for the wedding. He's like, you deserve it. I was like,
oh, babe, thanks.
Okay. You ready to go in the room?
Yeah. Can you
bring
her back?
Sure.
You're back.
My crush.
Not that one, single. Not that one. But
yeah.
What about you, Star?
I would too. Like, I want a big wedding, but... I mean, I think if anything, yeah, like get married through court first, you know, just like my loved ones there,
yeah,
you know, in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, maybe like, okay, then let's plan a big party, like on the salon and do all this crazy stuff. But I would want a nice big party.
That's what my cousin did.
Yeah.
She got married at the court.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in North Carolina. And she came down to LA and we just had a big old wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, her husband's straight out, he's Italian, Irish, or white, or something like that. We had a big old Mexican wedding.
Wow.
Like, we had mariachi, we have everything.
Yeah.
And, like, his side of the family was like, this is how you guys party. And we're like, well, yeah, it's a wedding. Like, this is, you know, you asked for a Mexican wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave you one.
Yeah.
You know, we had the horchata, the elote guy, raspado.
Ooh.
You know, conchas, candies, taquero. We had everything. We did the whole celebration. And
that's cool.
They had fun. They enjoyed it. And they said that they want to do it again.
Hey.
I was like, hey, for sure.
Hey, we know how to party.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we overdo it, though.
Yeah.
Nah, girl, there's no overdoing.
Yes, there is.
Oh, my God.
The ones that they say, like, ¿Para qué mamita si saben cómo me
pongo? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. It'd be like over.
Like,
yeah.
Those?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, those, you gotta be careful.
Seven wet. You guys see the license plate?
Oh, God.
I was gonna read the whole thing, but no, it's my story.
Yeah.
So, So, we'll be definitely recording next weekend. Have the podcast out again, another episode on Sunday. We just really wanted to thank everyone and apologize.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys.
But probably next weekend, we'll probably include our men.
We should.
Ooh.
We should get their opinions because, you know, we like to argue with them.
Oh, yes.
We tried it once.
Yeah, we tried it, but it didn't go how we expected it because they were so shy and whatnot. We're just like, come on, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We'll get their input on there, too.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm down for that. So, Jason likes to argue.
Nice.
He likes to argue.
Me too. Nice.
Me too. I'm
so in for that, guys. Bet once we reach 500 listeners.
Yes.
Sorry, we're going to hit him up. Hey, you got to come on. We're going to do your makeup live.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. And then we were thinking about doing a podcast live, too. Yeah. You know, let us know, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, you know what? We think we should rather do that instead. So, if you guys want to listen to us.
Yes.
We'll do both.
Live.
Yeah.
We'll save it on here so the ones that can catch us can listen to it. And then we'll maybe start the YouTube channel. And
oh, we'll talk about that, too. We can see that'd be fun.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there any song you guys want to let our listeners listen to? To leave them listening to the song?
I don't have anything right now.
I have too many.
Mine's still No Guidance by Chris Brown.
Still?
Yeah. That was Stars.
No, No Guidance. Oh, yeah. That one was mine from that song.
But mine this past, 2 weeks has been No Guidance.
Oh, me? I don't know. Yeah. I don't have anything so far. I'm very old school, so... Mm. I keep it with the oldies.
Hey. Okay, guys. Is there anything else you guys want to say?
Yeah, again, guys, you know, we're sorry. We're so sorry. I'm just like, oh, my God. Because I know a couple of y'all have been messaging me, hey, what's going on with the podcast? I had a couple people, it's just asking about it. And we'll stay consistent with it. We'll try to stay consistent.
Yeah, this time, no, for sure, we will try. Just because, you know, it got to the point, this last past weekend, you know, one of us got recognized randomly. At the bar.
Hey! That's dope.
We didn't think that would happen, but it happened.
Yeah. Yes. I know people have been DMing me too. So sorry. Texting me. Yeah. Hey, Laura, when's the next episode? I'm so sorry.
Sorry, guys.
But we're back and we're better.
Yeah, we just had to settle in and get everything done.
Yes. True.
So a lot of changes. So we want to wish you guys a good night. Mm-hmm. And I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Till next time.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.